the Joe Thomas in the Morning Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Mostly cloudy all day long today and showers likely, especially during the first half of the day. Temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 60s.
49 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
The Charlottesville School Naming Committee is recommending new names for two schools. Clark Elementary would become Friendship Elementary, and Venable Elementary would become Trailblazers Elementary. A final decision is expected early next year.
Incoming Charlottesville Police Chief Michael Kochus sat down with the media today and answered questions about working in a volatile political situation.
Those folks who signed up to serve the citizens of the city of Charlottesville, the Charlottesville Police Department, did so for a purpose. I want to get to know the women and men of that agency. And, I need to understand, you know, where they're at and how we move forward.
He was also asked if he had any experience dealing with the drug gang problems we're having here in Charlottesville.
We've all heard it, and I truly believe we're not going to arrest our way out of the opioid crisis. Remember when I was a commander of our vice unit, narcotic unit in Alexandria many years ago, and we were dealing with it then. And we came up with a few unique strategies that really did help. It made a difference. We created a phone program, and then obviously a drug treatment court, which we did in Alexandria. We actually modeled it after Charlottesville Drug Treatment Court.
The body of a missing man has been found in Waynesboro. According to the Augusta County Sheriff's Office, there's no foul play in the death of 52-year-old Martin Lampkin Sr.
The day after a grand jury report ripped the Loudoun County School Division for their handling of rape allegations by a transgender student, they fired their superintendent, Scott Ziegler. The school board voted unanimously in favor of releasing Ziegler from his duties last night.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 49 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's radio home of the Army-Navy football game this Saturday afternoon at 2 on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for our Wednesday middle of the work week. We're talking another gloomy day today, mostly cloudy all day long today, and showers likely, especially during the first half of the day. Temperatures, though, warmer than where we were yesterday, climbing up into the lower to middle 60s. We're in that little warm sector of the system. Tonight, we'll drop down to about 50 degrees under mostly cloudy skies.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.